Revelation chapter 7. Then I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind would not blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living Elohim. He cried out with a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our Elohim in their foreheads." Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 out of every tribe of the children of Israel. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Gad were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Asher were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Levi were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun were sealed, 12,000 from the tribe of Joseph were sealed, and 12,000 from the tribe of Benjamin were sealed. Then I looked, and there was a great multitude which no one could count, from all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white garments, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our Elohim who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures and fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped Elohim, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our Elohim forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "Who are these clothed in white garments, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." He said to me, "These are those who came out of great tribulation and washed their garments, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of Elohim and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more, nor shall they thirst any more, the sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them, and he will lead them to springs of living water. And Elohim will wipe away every tear from their eyes.